gunshot fired in the River Street area last evening, keeping the police busy. Joseph, another young woman dying there in Portsmouth, 27. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Pause for commercial sake. We're gonna come back.
It's time to turn up the heat in football. The Dominica Football Association, in partnership with the Central Cooperative Credit Union, presents the Central Boys on the 15th League 2022. October 1st at the Stockfam Football Complex. 18 clubs from around the island will take part in the Central Boys on the 15th League. Promises to be a blast. The heat is on. Who's gonna win the on the 15th Boys Championship? 53 games, 65 awards. Who is gonna be champion? So, on October 1st, come to the Stockfam Football Complex to witness under 15 boys in action. Heat, 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 more heat in football. Football, football, football. Goal! No other one. No lady reading plays. It's time to turn up the heat in football. The Dominica Football Association, in partnership with the Central Cooperative Credit Union, presents the Central Boys on the 15th League 2022. October 1st at the Stockfam Football Complex. 18 clubs from around the island will take part in the Central Boys on the 15th League. Promises to be a blast. The heat is on. Who's gonna win the on the 15th Boys Championship? 53 games, 65 awards. Who is gonna be champion? So, on October 1st, come to the Stockfam Football Complex to witness under 15 boys in action. Heat, 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 more heat in football. Football, football, football. Goal! No
other one. All right, Dominica, it's that time. It's that time. Let's take one more break and then we'll come back. One more commercial. We'll be back.
It is your number one choice for all your automotive needs. We have the best in new and reconditioned vehicles. For over 25 years, Auto Trade has represented top quality brands like Suzuki, Kia, Nissan, and Hyundai commercial trucks. We are the leading provider for genuine auto parts and accessories at affordable prices. Need your car fixed? Our trained and certified technicians will do it right the first time. With professional service, using state-of-the-art equipment, getting you back on the road in no time. And did you know we provide hassle-free financing on all your vehicles? We are the best choice for a complete automotive experience, from purchase to parts and service. Because at Auto Trade, it's not just a vehicle, it's a relationship.
Let's reunite! From October 20th to 30th, 2022, Dominica invites you to celebrate the World Creole Music Festival. Three nights of pulsating rhythms on one stage. For more information, visit www.dominicafestivals.com. Like and follow us on Facebook at Dominica Festivals or Instagram at dominica.festivals. Dominica's World Creole Music Festival, celebrating 22 years in 2022. October 28th to 30th.
Dominica, it is time for the talk on the block. As I said, if it's on the block, we'll talk about it. I just heard just this morning that there was a robbery there in one of our major hardwares. While they were closing last night. I can't tell you just what these thieves or robbers took away. But these guys are becoming very brazen. In the daylight, they rob you. Be very, very, very careful. One of the major hardware stores. May have been robbed last night. Still trying to get more information from the police. When we do, we'll get you a lot more. But we're going to have an open line this afternoon. There's a lot to talk about. On the line, Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, brother. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
To the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me a little time to. Matt, you know, I want to start this morning with Adi and Blessing.
This afternoon, not this morning.
Yeah, no, I mean, I want to start with something that they...
Oh, they spoke about this morning. Okay.
Yeah, the airport and the signing thing. And Adi asked the critical question, you know, who are we going to owe, the Chinese, the whatever. I want to tell Adi, we don't have... The Chinese is not the issue on the international airport. What Adi and Blessing saw in that picture is exactly what happened in Tempitsky, is exactly what happens in every other real estate deal that happens in Dominica under that CBI program. The government of Dominica does not own anything in these relationships. They do not own anything. That is why people are having a problem getting their certificates for their homes, and they really have to make noise for them to get it, I'm telling you. This airport that is being built in Dominica, Adi and Blessings, is not owned by the government of Dominica. The money that is paid to people who are losing their homes and getting nice money is not paid by the government of Dominica. This whole thing happening in Wesley and extended Marigold, Woodford Hill, wherever it's happening, is a real estate deal that does not involve Dominica. Does not involve Dominica. The ownership of that airport is not going to be Dominica's airport. There'll be a Dominica International Airport sign on it, but it will not be Dominica's airport, at least not initially. And we seem to be not getting the understanding of the CBI program. The more I listen to callers, the more I listen to people, we're not waking up to the reality of what this CBI program really is and how it's arranged. You understand? The only benefit that exists in the CBI thing for us is the fees that government gets and the fact that these guys are doing projects that are going to give us little serf jobs, servanthood, door openers, taxi carriers. Those things are not geared around Dominicans in that concept of the big money. The big money is not Dominica's money in these projects. It's not intended. And so I want us to understand that very clearly. Matt, you know, we're going through a whole lot of things in Dominica lately. And all of the things that we're going through, Matt, they seem to coalesce around an economic point of view. They seem to call this around economics. Dominica's biggest problem right now, even if we put all these political things, our biggest problem in Dominica is an economic problem. It's an economic problem. You understand? And so leadership and how we solve problems, we go back to Mamo. We had a top-headed leader in Mamo because that's what we needed at that time. We were in a problem that needed a hard-head leadership. Mamo came and did what she had to. She was an economic, and that was part of the problem. I think the Freedom Party failed us economically in spite of the few things that she did. And I love Mamo. Edison Jameson came with the United Workers Party. Good model, good plan, in a certain extent. We had the song, Workers Cut Off.
Workers Cut 12 by 2 Part 2. Are you still there? Boy, I don't know what happened to you, man. You'll have to call me back later, okay? Your line just dropped there. I paid a visit to the Bayfront this morning, and the vendors seem adamant that they are not moving, even asked to by some official or the other representing the PAL rep of Roseau. They say we can't be moved like footballs, and now this activity of the World Creole Music Festival, DFC, has been moved to next to the river. So the folks are standing. Another question that has been asked. And the taxi men are asking, When will we start the tourist season? Or when will the tourist season begin? Because the other islands, we see a lot of tourists. And people asking questions as to just what is going on. I have a taxi driver on the line there. Of course, a very popular one. Lang Sal, how are you doing?
Hey, Matt, good afternoon. What's up?
Good afternoon to you.
Well, Matt, what I can say about the tourist season right now is I think it's opening on the 6th of November, which is for the past 16 to 20 years. That's the latest that it has opened. It normally opens early in October, where taximen can normally make their money for Coral Fest, and we keep the ball rolling, but that's the latest it has opened. But from the information I gathered, there is about 65% of the ship that we'll be getting is under 1,000 capacity. So most of the cruise ship will be getting a very small cruise ship. And from what I gathered, I think we are the last, I'm not too sure, if not the last, one before the last, in the OECS island in terms of passengers coming in, because St. Kitts have just hit over 1.2 million.
But isn't it right to say that the tourist season opens in November, so why are we complaining?
No, Matt, it normally opens early October, sometime in September. That's the first time it has ever opened in November. It's the first time. For the past 20 years, it opened in November. I don't know what is the problem, but, Matt, we have a problem, you know. We have a serious problem, and let me tell you the problem. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm somebody that's straight up. I speak my mind. Who like it, who don't like it, like it. When the government, or when the Labour Party won, which is my party, eh? Remember, they that run in Dominica, that is my party, Labour Party. The Parliament, which is the Minister of Tourism, which is Honorable Dennis Charles, which is also my Parliament, said that within the first quarter, when the government came in, they're going to start a cruise village. Matt, we are the only island in the Caribbean without a cruise village that can facilitate between two or more cruise ships. Matt, when you dock one cruise ship in Roseau, let's be honest, the Parliament of Roseau, Melissa Pope and Scarrett said that we're going to see a new Roseau. I've been doing this for 10 years. Matt, look at Roseau. Tell me what progress have you seen in Roseau in terms of infrastructure for tourism. There is no sidewalk, Matt. There is no sidewalk in Roseau. We have a cruise line called Holland American Cruise Line, which carry mostly retirees. Matt, we lose this cruise line because when these people come, there is no sidewalk, there's no wheelchair access. That's why we end up losing the cruise line. And Matt, most of the ship we are getting is European cruise ship. I can say that, oh Lord, I have the list. I look at the list, we are only getting European cruise ship. When you come to American, we don't have much American cruise ship. And that's a very big problem. Because most of the islands, I'll go for our sister island, St. Lucia. I'm not even going to no other island, I'm going to St. Lucia. About 75% of the cruise ship St. Lucia gets American tourists. The other one to spend. Matt, we have a serious problem in Dominica. And we have to stop playing politics in Dominica, especially the taxi men. We don't have to play politics.
Are you saying the taxi men in Dominica playing politics? Partisan politics?
Man, a lot of taxi men playing politics in Dominica, Matt. Matt, I'm not about labor. I'm not about workers. You see, it's scary for the Labour Party doing for tourism by 100% behind them, you know, because they're making me eat. They're making the country eat. But as long as Madura, I am working, I'm not eating properly, I'm not comfortable. Matt, I must talk about it. And there's a lot of taxi men who want to speak. They're calling me and they're crying in front of me and they tell me they cannot speak. I say, you all are big men. You should be able to speak. It's not politics talking about. You're talking about your livelihood. Your livelihood, Matt, let me tell you straight up. At the end of whatever he's talking, they can do what they want. We have a very poor cruise ship season. Matt, we had a cruise line called Virgin Cruise Line. Maybe you heard about Virgin Airline already.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you heard about Virgin Record, which is owned by Richard Branson. That's maybe in the top 10 richest man in England, in the UK. Matt, he had a ship called the Scarlet Lady, which was scheduled to come to Dominica, giving us 13 calls. Matt, the ship pulled off already, you know. Tourist season don't open and the ship pulled off from Dominica already, you know. Matt, we have a serious problem. And I am calling on the government of Dominica, my government, my Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Let me tell you something. You need to have a meeting with taxi men. You need to hear our voices. You need to hear our cry. And if you listen to us, we can move Dominica in the right direction. Let us put politics aside, everybody, and especially the taxi men, and let us work together. Let's work as a team, because I believe if the PM and the Minister of Tourism sit down and listen to taxi men, Matt, we can go way, way, way ahead. We can do better, you know. None of the islands in the Caribbean don't offer what we have. When it comes to customer service, we're good on that, Matt. I can tell you, the taxi men, we know how to give a tour. But the problem is we're not getting cruise ships. And for us to get cruise ships, we need a cruise village. We need somewhere where they can do duty.
But I thought they were, many years ago, I heard him talking about building a cruise village. No word on that yet?
No word on that, Matt. No word on that, Matt. And Matt, unless you don't get that, Matt, cruise ship will not form. Because the people want, like, they can gamble. Matt, there's restaurant, there's ATM. In other words, when you come out on a tour, you can spend 2 hours in the cruise village keeping you occupied. There's something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when you come out on a tour, even at a ruins cafe, that's about it in Roseau. There's no entertainment. And I'm calling on the tourism sector. Let us get together as a team. Let us throw politics aside and let us build up the tourism industry. There's a lot of shy guy, Dorival James. He has a lot of good ideas, a good colleague of mine. Even Renault Alcindor, Jena Kiss. This guy have ideas, but we need to come together as a team for us to execute the ideas. It's not about we taxing and talking. The government needs to sit and talk to us. Matt, our biggest problem in Dominica, do you know we are the only island that have them all kind of buses carrying people? Sorry to say that. I have one. Hey, when you go to St. Lucia...
You're saying the older buses? You're saying the old buses, is that?
But Matt, I have one too, Matt. I have an old bus too. I'm not taking up myself. Sorry.
So why are you not buying new buses then?
Now, that's why the government have to step in. You give a proper duty-free for a bus under 10 years, because under 5 years, Matt, we cannot afford it. No, you, the government of Dominica, if you want to make tourism better, mm-hmm. you want to make Dominica better, what you do is you go even the state bank, you put a $10 million there for taxi men at a low interest rate where we can get up to $100,000 to get a proper vehicle under 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I go on tour, and the driver tells me his vehicle is 25 years old, I am not boarding that. Hell no. I am not boarding that. It's a pity in Dominica we take care of our vehicles because we don't have no choice. But in St. Lucia, and I will compare to St. Lucia because it's like my second home.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, you can never see a taxi man have the kind of bus we have. Them 24, them high roof. These things, don't see them by cruise ship.
And somebody was making a point too, the coasters are very old as well, yeah?
Oh, yes, Matt. So that's all them coasters, Matt, 30 years away. Some of them coasters very old. So we have to put something in place. Let's get proper vehicles. You know, we've got, Matt, you want to be safe when you're in a vehicle. You don't have a vehicle to break down with you. Although Discover Dominica is trying their best, they're saying us by Almotor,
mm-hmm.
traffic. And you know, the vehicle is in good condition, but Americans especially, they intend to ask you about how old is your van. Matt, some of them have to lie. I have to say 5 years old, because they don't even 5 years I have it. I cannot say 25 years old for you not to warp it. I've had it for 5 years. So, Matt, I believe the government needs to get with the taxi man. Understand us. Work with us, and we can make a better.
Langston, let me ask you a question, because it's an issue that has been on the lips of everybody in recent times. But I heard some news from Grenada, very interesting news from Grenada. Let me play this story there from Grenada there.
Grenadians are now paying less at the pump for gasoline, the price of which had been capped at $15 since December 18, 2021. Effective Sunday, September 18th, the price of gasoline is now $12.74 in Grenada and $12.92 in Carignan Pity Martinique. The price of diesel is also down from $15 to $14.57 in Grenada and $14.75 on the sister isle.
Now, what are they doing different here? I mean, a gallon of gas, $12 in Grenada?
Well, Matt, let me tell you, Grenada and Dominica get fuel from the same area. They get from Trinidad and they get from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So the clip you just play is for Dominicans to do the math, because they got to make the same place. It's not that Grenada getting it somewhere, Dominica getting it a different place. It's from Trinidad and from Venezuela. And Matt, boy, Matt, if I have to talk, is I'm going to be victimized, like I've been already. So let me just leave that. But Matt,
and somebody's saying there on a WhatsApp message, tell Langsal, he had the winning cards in his hands. When he went to scare it, he took crumbs. When you settle for crumbs, you remain poor. He did not think long-term for his business. He got lost on Skerrit's highway. Now it's very difficult to find his way. How do you respond to that?
Matt, I was not the only one to Skerrit. There was Hamburg. There was Dorival Jim Shigani. There was Robert. There was about six or seven of us.
Uh-huh.
And Matt, it was only Hamburg and myself that stood up to speak. And it's like, how would I say it? Everybody else became quiet. I don't know what they saw. If they saw a ghost. Everybody else quiet and Hamburg.
So they are afraid of Skerrit then, the Prime Minister?
I'm not saying, but that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like, my God. Matt, everything cannot be about Langsal. I am not only the boss. I'm not the only bus driver and taxi man. Others have to show up. Others have to put in trees. Others have to come forward. It cannot be about me. When I fight, I don't fight for me. I fight for everybody. But the taxi man is not giving the support on the bus drivers. They're playing politics. They're staying back. Matt, I'm going to tell you something on the program. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will be surprised. Matt, I have never once voted for UWP in my life, you know. All my voted for Labour. But if something is wrong, you have to speak about it. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm voting for you, the nonsense, for me to say like a mumu. I'm not a mumu, Gasa. I'm not a mumu. I am not against the government. But the policy and the way they go around things, I don't support it, and I will speak about it, and I will continue speaking about it.
My final question to you, do you know what's happening with the vendors on the Bayfront? They seem to be very adamant that they are not moving. What are you hearing about that story?
Well, Matt, a vendor called me, and all I tell the vendor is, you are grown enough, you all are grown women, you all handle all your thing. Because when it was taxi men and bus drivers, we do it on our own. So you all handle all your battle for yourself. I tired fight battles for people, Matt. I tired. If we would come together as a team, believe me, would move mountains.
It appears, based on my conversations with them this morning, they said that they're not moving from there. So we'll see what happens, though. But thank you for the conversation, Langsal. We'll talk to you sometime. Thank you very much, a bus driver speaking his mind. Matt Rosso doesn't even have public restrooms for a local and tourists. I left Dominica when I was 10 years old, and 34 years later, the capital looks the same. And yes, you can find a restroom on the Bayfront towards the post office on the left side, where the old post office was by the old market. There's a restroom or restrooms there. You have to pay a fee of a dollar, and you can use the restroom there, just in case you didn't know, okay? But let's go to the telephone. 1:26 is the afternoon time. Langsal again, man. Good conversation. Talk to me. I'm sorry, your telephone is bad today, okay? Call me back on another line. Oh, boy, everybody wants to call, but sometimes the lines get bad. Hello, yes? Talk to me.
Hello, Matt.
I'm here.
All right. I'm a little bit taken aback. Yeah, I had to call because the caller you had, the guy you had a while ago on the phone, this is the reason why I can tell you Dominicans, a lot of Dominicans have lost their way, their mind, and all these things. This guy is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You see, he's complaining. Yep, year after year, election after election, he's telling you he keep voting the same thing that have him complaining there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something about the politician. As long as the politician sure that he got your vote, he don't care about nothing about you again. That's all. Once he's sure that vote is his, he don't have to do anything for you again because that's what he's working for, a vote. And he's sure that he getting Langsal vote, he ain't doing nothing for Langsal to prosper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the Langsal now is voting in the same government all the time that preventing him from prospering, but he coming on radio giving advice to the same government that preventing him from being successful, giving them advice how to make him become successful. And they're not interested in that. They're just interested in the vote he's giving them. And he keep voting them again, and he will keep complaining on your radio.
So in other words, they keep giving you poison, and you keep drinking poison, yeah?
Right.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. 128. In other words, the handbag somebody's asking now. Asking them, your government, to make a difference. They keep doing the same thing and you keep voting them. That's the point of the caller there. Again, we're monitoring that story there where some burglary took place down there at a hardware store, a very popular hardware store, sometime last evening. Still looking for some information from the police. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Can you hear me and you get better now?
Very clearly, yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Peltier, you see a lot of people are on the fringes. They're on the outskirts, Matt, and Langsall find himself there. And maybe that's the dirty little trickery, what we call psychology. Well, it is ABC. And, you know, you just pay people off, Matt. Everybody have a price. That's what he thought. That thing, when I entered his office with Cecil, the mayor then, and asked me what I want. How can I assist you? You must stop being critical of me. Just tell me what you want. You have a son. You have to look up for the future of your son. And I watch him, the demon in his eyes. He can't watch me for 5 seconds. And I say, future in Dominica, under your stewardship. But Dominicans are like patients that are going to doctor. And they yet to diagnose, not to diagnose, but to give the doctor an idea. What is wrong with them so the doctor can diagnose their illnesses, Matt? One person that is in diagnostic in Dominica is that thing, all right? And Dominicans yet to understand, and the brother who called, I've listened to Lennox, even Martin, everybody saying it. Who are the owners of those things, Hayden and the Chinese and all of that? Because Matt, there is no accountability, there is no transparency. That's not news to me. Thanks for pointing it out. If you have some confirmation on it, you can give Matt the evidence and then Matt will disclose it. Or Mr. Linton, and you have a thing about leadership. We'd really need you here, yeah, partner, because we need some leadership. And I think you'd do well. You know a lot about leadership. Maybe sarcastic. I'm sarcastically speaking, but at least we need you here as a soldier. Matt, I am just saying, how can you go to the doctor? You're not feeling well, and you cannot give the doctor a clue what is wrong with you. Dominica yet to diagnose that they're eating poison like you illustrated, Matt, and they're unaware of it. And every time the person who gives you that poison come again, you keep drinking it. And then you go into the doctor. What is wrong with you? Look, I'm just not feeling well. Matt, you know you become a lab rat.
Mm-hmm.
Then the doctor has to experiment on you. Chinese, Haitian, everybody has to come. Trinidadians, Dominica strong, look, Dominica weak, now Dominica massacre. And they just said, because you don't know what is wrong with you. So you keep drinking the same poison like Langsall is saying. He votes for them. He never votes for anybody else more than for this criminal enterprise. So now he's getting blows under them, and next election again, he's going to take the bait again. And Matt, the majority of Dominicans, based on our prejudices and ignorance and illiteracy, Matt, boss, I'm telling you, Dominica needs a storm, but the brains to create that storm, maybe even in a teacup, let it start. I see Arthur try a thing. But Matt, we cannot continue like that. Dominica has long gone, and I said it years ago. People took me to task. Oh, Dominica is still a democracy. A mockery, not a democracy. Democracy, not Dominicans need to wake up. And the foreign, particularly America. What America sending its citizens in Dominica for in the thousands? So Europeans taking the chances because maybe, you know, for whatever reason, Europe figuring out, maybe we enslaved them so much, America, Johnny come lately. But Europe do the Caribbean so much thing for hundreds of years. They're saying, let us just send them some crumbs, man. Every cruise ship, the man is saying, have less than 1,000 capacity, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see it? We are go down on our backs, and Dominicans yet to understand under this leadership, under this administration, we are getting from bad to worst, and the doctor, even when he diagnoses us, we're going home and denying and taking other medicine more than what the doctor prescribed for us. We're a sick people, Matt.
Thank all right. Now somebody's saying, Matt, it's clear that Lang Sal likes what he's getting. Don't worry, his master will come to him and buy him some 4 new tires and he will shut up. That's what somebody's saying there, Lang Sal. You may want to respond there. 449-3095. So people are actually criticizing you because you said you've never voted for any other party. So why you keep voting them and they keep doing the same thing? That's the question here. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, Matt. Good afternoon.
To you, sir.
Matt, let me say this quickly, please, because I've been like, a constant listener to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this with respect. Whoever have a problem for me calling Matt program, the only person that can stop me from calling Matt program is if I see calling my program give you problems with my wife. Children can get vexed. I have lost brothers. I don't care. Matt, you call him Lang Sal. I call him Kelvin because mm-hmm. he's from my village. Matt, if Kelvin have been voting other parties, I'm glad he's seen the light now. Whenever somebody can come to the light, it's a good time to mm-hmm. me. I don't know for others. But Matt, I want the taxi men and these vendors to go on British Virgin Islands. Port Authority, cruise ship schedule, and they will watch, see for themselves. Matt, I'm hearing still that the vendors that are not vaccinated, they cannot sell for tourists. Matt, you know what the Prime Minister is going to do? I know him, you know. You know what he's going to do? When the time comes for election, he's going to go by them and say, listen, I know you so far, look at $1,000, and people are going to vote for him again. Please, people, I beg you time after time, vote the Labour Party out of office. Dominica will never go anywhere until these guys are in office. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you. This morning we heard the news that, face masks may no longer, I repeat, may no longer be mandatory. Let's listen to the health minister on this.
Moving along our COVID situation presently, we are 22 active cases. Zero new deaths, and we have zero hospitalization. Our positivity rate is 6.9, and 44% of our population is vaccinated. And we're also reviewing the mask mandate in that we will be putting all the data together and all the evidence and coming forward over the next week or two with our plan to revisit the mask mandate and where appropriate to have it optional in certain places and certain shared spaces. So you can look forward, stay tuned, and we will be updating you as regards to the mask mandate.
All right, thank you very much. Domestic workers are busy mopping up tirelessly because there was some flooding at the hospital, a new Chinese Friendship Hospital. There was some flooding there yesterday. Somebody just brought that to my attention, and we will be investigating further. Go to the telephone. It's 1:37. We'll take a break after this. Yes?
Yeah, Matt. Good afternoon.
To you, sir. Yeah.
Lang Sal make a lot of points. Good, valid points.
Yes.
But you know, Lang Sal is one of them that he blame and talk about bus drivers and taxi drivers are not together. But Lang Sal so not together that if today or tomorrow you come and you spread some chicken feed.
So corn, like, so corn, like, say corn. So you spread some corn, yes, for the chicken.
Yeah, you spread some corn. He will grab on it easily and run away and feel he content to be that. So long time making, he has sense. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he has sense. He can see what's happening. But the wrongs, he still go and he has done the wrongs and he blame other people with him. But he has to tell himself, he can't be people going around and look for chicken food all the while and he can get away with that, man. Tell Lang Sal, come better than that.
All right, come again.
We are in the hurricane season. Learn how to turn off the gas and power to your home and make sure that all tools needed for the job are easily accessible. If you're not sure, speak with the gas or electric company for instructions. You don't want to be running around at the last minute trying to figure out how to do these things. Also, ensure that insurance matters are kept up to date. Hurricane season is not the time to buy flood insurance since it's either unavailable or outrageously expensive. Note, most regular home insurance does not include flood coverage in the policy, so you'll have to buy this separately. And make plans to stay with friends if possible. Keep in touch with friends and family that are out of the potential disaster area and make arrangements to stay with them in case you have to evacuate.
This is Asa Banton, your Trapiton Water Ambassador, with your hurricane tip for today. Be prepared. Being prepared before a hurricane threatens makes you resilient to the hurricane impacts of wind and water. It will mean the difference between you being a hurricane victim or a hurricane survivor. Be prepared and remember to stock up on Trapiton water.
It's time to turn up the heat in football. The Dominica Football Association, in partnership with the Central Cooperative Credit Union, presents the Central Boys Under 15 League 2022. October 1st at the Stockfam Football Complex. 18 clubs from around the island will take part in the Central Boys Under 15 League. Promises to be a blast. The heat is on. Who's gonna win the Under 15 Boys Championship? 53 games, 65 awards. Who is gonna be champion? So, on October 1st, come to the Stockfam Football Complex to witness Under 15 Boys in action. Heat, 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 more heat in football. Football, football, football. Goal!
This is Asa Banton, your Trapiton Water Ambassador, with your hurricane tip for today. Insurance checkup. Ensure that your home and car insurance policies are up to date and covers hurricanes, flooding protection, etc. Be prepared and remember to stock up on Trapiton water.
Always be sure you settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Someone says yesterday's hero, today's enemy. When they thought he supported them, he could do no wrong. Now he's enemy number one. Way to go. JD, don't complain.
Used to say better red than dead. Now your backside catching lead, like you want to go insane. Don't complain, don't complain, don't complain, no, don't complain.
Let's go back to the telephone. It's already 17 to the hour of 2 o'clock. We don't have too much time. Are you there, caller? Are you there?
Yes, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Give me a short time.
Okay, go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Matt, if I was all about crumbs, when Hamburg is my witness and shy guy. When we went to the PM, there were 7 of us. He said it's up to him. He could just give each of us a certain amount of money, and he just finishes that if we agree. I stand up, Hamburg stand up, we say, no, we don't come there for us. We come there for all bus drivers. So the callers that say about crumb, if I was there, I could just take the offer. Me, Hamburg, shy guy, war real, live and learn from Stock Farm. We could just take the offer, and everybody come out with a healthy check. But we went there for bus drivers and taxi men. And to the one that said that, I will still go back and vote for the government. Let me tell you something. You have to learn to drown for you to hold to swim. Take that to the bank. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Last all afternoon, they have been reporting that there was some robbery at a major hardware department. I have confirmed it was the is the Do It Center. Two masked men, and with a fishing gun and a cutlass, made good their escape last night following a robbery at the Do It Center at Goodwill Road. Of course, according to sources, reliable sources, it happened about 6:25 p.m. on September 29th, two men wearing hoodies and surgical masks entered the facility and demanded that an employee, the loss prevention officer for fine foods, hand over monies he was collecting from the facility at the time.
And furthermore, it is my own prerogative.
Police are not commenting just yet, and they are investigating the matter.
No, you're making sense for sure.
The assailants made good their escape with an undisclosed quantity of cash and checks. Dominica, where are we? Where are we heading?
Don't come running to me. You think the Prime Minister is a saint?
So Do It Center was robbed last night. Be very careful, Dominica. Be very, very careful. On the telephone, hello, yes?
Mr. Felton.
I'm here, you're back. Yeah.
You just hear this fella say you have to learn how to drown for you to learn how to swim. My God in heaven, we reached the pinnacle of dustness, brother. My brother, when you drown, you're dead. How are you going to swim?
146.
The hottest thing in the lane.
Hello, talk to me.
Your own finger put you under a strain.
We're going to come right back, Dominica. Right back.
As always, Beauty Wise has your backs. We are at it again on Thursday the 29th and Friday the 30th of September with 20% off store-wide and up to 75% off on selected items. Come check us at 31 Hanover Street, Roseau, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. or contact us at 440-9093.
We're back. We have 14 more minutes, so make it short, eh? Your contributions, just make them short so we can allow and take a few more calls. Are you there, yes?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, I'm calling from the Loda village area.
Okay.
I just like to ask Dawasco, when are they going to fix our intake for us? Because the water we're getting from it is not good for human consumption. That's something to put that to them.
That's Loda resident.
Yes,
thank you.
Loda.
Okay, ma'am. Somebody's saying there, Matt, I'm not condoning just what happened there at Do It Center. But it's good. Let it start affecting those businessmen. because a lot of them remain silent, or silent, while all the ills are going on in Dominica. Don't call my name. Let's condemn, huh? Let's continue to condemn the attack on all businessmen in Dominica. Hello, talk to me, yes?
But your topic is all about
it's an open line, Blue Blue. It's an open line. We have 12 minutes.
Matt, I defenders by the Bayfront that are meeting last night, I believe.
We spoke about that earlier, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, and all of them supposed to stick together. Well, you can't give up for Melissa. You can't do what she wants in Roseau. Roseau doesn't belong to Melissa and Skerrit. Dominica is not Melissa and Skerrit, and for them to push people around how they want. Melissa has to take a chill pill and stop that nonsense she's doing in the country. Dominic Passazo.
All right, thank you, Blue Blue. Just want to inform you that there's a special activity on the promenade of the DFC. Special tickets, season tickets available tonight. On the telephone, also a partner of the DFC World Creole Music Festival. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, the American passengers were so vital to the industry. Europeans...
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know who's responsible, but it's certainly not me. You've been cut off, huh? I don't know why. Hello, talk to me. I lost your signal there.
Good afternoon, Marto. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I hear you talking about Bayfront, but I have a little thing I heard from Skerrit and his enablers in St. Thomas. Tell him. They tell him all about the things that they wanted to tell him to make him happy. But only thing I did not hear them say is the tax return. They was grateful for it. The reason for that, Matt, they did not want to tell him, and either they tell him about the tax, not the tax return, but the stimulus. Either they tell him about the stimulus, he did not make mention of it, or they kept it away from him. Matt, the stimulus is one of the things that bring people to that governor. And the prime minister of Dominica should tell Dominicans the stimulus, the free check that they get from the federal government. By the way, that money was included in all the money you hear he gets to do the other stuff on them. The stimulus check, the $1 trillion that was passed in the White House. All that money come out on that category. They should have tell him it's the three stimulus check. Help people to love that governor because he make them get it on time. They refuse to tell him, or they tell him, and he refused to tell Dominicans the free stimulus check was part of it. Matt, I hear you square all. I wish you the best.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. We do appreciate that.
Good afternoon, Matt. When these guys say that they're not talking politics, they're telling lies. When they run into trouble, that is when they decide, you know, talking about politics. Can you remember how Danny Lugin fought and talked, presented all kind of plans for Cruz Village in the public area? Not one taxi man, including that guy who called himself Langsal or DT Tong, whatever he wants to call himself, came on 295 and supported Danny Lugin because Danny Lugin is from the United Workers Party. And today he comes on the radio and he's fighting. He's crazy. He's upset because there's no Cruz Village in Dominica, but there's one in St. Lucia. But man, it was presented to them, Danny Lugin presented a plan. They never even called him in for meeting. And today, they're coming and they're talking about Cruz Village.
All right, do apologize for the noise there in that particular insert. 449-309-5969-7. Let's do this. So we have 8 more minutes before we go. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Okay, sir.
Right, Matt, I'm calling from Marriott, and I'm concerned about the Marriott Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometime this week, I visited that health center, Matt, and a flood took place in the health center where we met the health personnel putting out all of the batteries that they have for certain equipment to dry. The reason for that is because there is a door at the back of the building which is very low to the foundation, and there's no retaining wall with any drain at the back of that health center, and as a result of that, water rushes into the building, and something needs to be done urgently about that. And also at the front, there needs to be some work done at the front so that when patients come to that health center, there can be a shelter. So they need to have some canopy or something at the front of that building to help the people, help the patients coming into the hospital. If the ambulance comes there for a patient and there's rain, it's going to be a problem. So we ask the health division to do something about that health center. Please, thank you very much.
Thank you. As you say, Marigold, I remember my friend. I've been trying to do this for a couple of days. His name is Mr. Carl Peters. He was a former employee of Lee out there. He was attacked and beaten very badly while somebody tried to rob his home there. I think it was last Sunday. Carl, if you're listening, you know, I want to extend my deepest, my love to you, my brother. Very jovial and peaceful guy. He won't hit anybody. Why would somebody want to hurt him? My story is the story is that somebody tried to rob him. And, you know, he was beaten badly, even some cutlass wounds. He's now at the Princess of the China Friendship Hospital, if you don't want to say Princess Margaret Hospital. I hope you recover very quickly, my brother. Carl Peters, out of Marigot. Good afternoon to his family. Talk to me on the telephone.
What's up?
All right, my brother.
Okay, Matt, I have a little problem there in about 10 feet within Bath Road and going up to Valley Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling on the PAL rep and the Prime Minister, okay? Because why? That slab there, your iron slab you all put there, Matt have been giving me a little chance to explain to you all what is going on. I think there's too much nonsense going on in this place. I think Peter Prosper talk about it on Sunday. You all send him to a coon. I do not want a coon on that iron slab going across, for especially when the children go into content prep. Because that slab there, unless it's a base of bottom pan of a chauffeur, that all the wicked chauffeurs and the policemen that is in the charge office, they're here in it. I want to know if Mr. Corbett is not here in it, because I tried to address Mr. Corbett, and Mr. Corbett, I'm your friend, even though you say you're not my friend. I want everybody.
So what is the problem? Before you go on explaining, and we don't have too much time, so tell me what's the problem.
The iron is in the road, and when a transport passes on it, every transport that passes, bang, 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 bang. It was badly put, and money well spent, that's what they say.
So you're saying the authorities should fix the problem?
Authorities, Matt, should come and check it out and fix it up before it kill a bike man, and they will be satisfied that a four-person child have been gone.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 449, there are some ways you can do, you know, to shorten your messages. 4493, like I always tell people, you know, to make things short. I didn't ask you how they made the watch. Just tell me the time. That's it. And then let's get out of here. 4493095969697.
It's like right now, I just checking. Q95 just becoming like a rural station. And is it a cotton shell? That thing started like people buy a fish market waiting for beef. Yeah, that is what this radio station telling to. Must fix that. And tell your callers for me, please. Stop attacking people when they give up. Bring a point.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. 157. Well, just, you know, you have a choice, you know. You want to listen or you don't listen. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
The time is not. The Chinese cannot build properly for Dominica. Tell them go to China and build. Give our local contractors and engineers to do the work. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. 449-309-5969-7. Let's go to the telephone. Yes? Uh-huh. Yes?
Mr. Matt?
How you doing?
You have me like I'm saying Russian roulette on the phone. I tried 25 times.
25 times, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I said, my God, I better try the casino. Maybe I might have better luck playing Russian roulette. Matt, it's sad to hear some of the things that's going on. Sometimes you have to have a little sarcasm and, you know, things to say. I live in Centerville, around the Centerville area in Virginia, which is not too far from D.C., and I used to live in Maryland. So D.C. is between Maryland and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I went there by the White House, and you know who I met? Christopher Columbus. I said to him, I recognize you. He said, what? Where are you from? I said, Dominica. He said, oh, I just came from there this morning, and I have not seen any difference from all the years that I went there. I could still recognize my footprints. You all made a little progress some time gone by, but you have gone back 500 years behind. What happened? The only thing I could recognize was the building for the hospital, but it's more or less like a mug pizzle, and I saw this pretty building, the financial center. That is the only thing I could recognize different. He said, what's going on? Your people need to wake up and tell Langsal or Langnet, Ale Sukwesakli live on Sheboy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, 449-3095-9697. We have two more minutes. I'll squeeze two more phone calls. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can I talk?
You can talk. You have 60 seconds.
Yeah. All right. I'll try to get on tomorrow.
I'll try to get on Monday. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is Saturday, the 1st of October. Let's take another phone call quickly, yes?
Hey, Matt.
Yes, I.
You mentioned something about flooding at the China Friendship Hospital.
Yes, that's what it's been reported at this time.
Matt, this morning I was there, and it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
But even before it was raining, I saw sandbags on a particular floor at the hospital. I can't even tell you what point of time I go in there. I went to donate blood. Sandbags to absorb water in the on a particular floor at the hospital or close to the blood bank. And I was wondering, and then when the rain came, I actually seen the water coming where it was coming from. So really and truly, there are serious problems with that construction already. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. It's time for the Digicel Hour. Dominica, join me tomorrow morning. I'll be here for about 4 hours with you. Your favorite time on a Saturday morning. Thank you. Time for Digicel.